For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Tuesday was Missouri's primary, a day that might not have normally driven many Dunklin County residents to the polls, but this primary was the exception to the rule. That's because two propositions were on the ballot that, if passed, would have led to the construction and maintenance of a new hospital in the county. It would have most likely been placed in Kennett. Almost 6,000 residents across the county voted on propositions health and care. Both propositions failed. Roughly 57% of voters said no to the propositions, while roughly 43% said yes. Breaking the unofficial numbers down, 3,325 voters voted against Proposition Health, while 2,573 voted for the measure. 3,351 voted against Proposition Care, while 2,439 voted yes. Dunklin County Commissioner Don Collins tells what he thinks led to the defeat.
To me, it's more the geography of our county. We're 50 miles long, and from north to south. And so the citizens in the north end of the county and citizens in the south end of the county had health care available elsewhere. And so they didn't need the county hospital that was located in the center of the county.
And where the propositions failed seemed to back up that claim. Heavy voting Tuesday took place in Kennett, where the measure passed in all five wards. Voters also turned out and handed the propositions their defeats in Malden, Campbell, and Clarkton, where much higher than normal turnouts occurred. Proposals also failed in nine other precincts across the county. Director of Economic Development for Kennett, Jim Grieving.
Voters said we don't like the plan. I don't think they rejected the fact that health care is important. I think everybody understands it's important for health and safety and for having a vibrant economy in a community. And they just the plan that we put forward just didn't get enough votes to pass. And so the issues are still here. The challenges still face us. And Dunklin County and the Missouri Boot Heel for addressing health care concerns. We need a hospital. We need an emergency room in the area. And we just have to go take a look at it and look at other ways of approaching this.
And Commissioner Collins tells what they'll do as they move forward.
First, make sure that the urgent cares are in place and the ambulance coverage we have in the county is sufficient. And then try to come up with another plan.
Yeah, is that something that would you try putting something back on the ballot again?
I'm not sure if we would come back to the citizens or try to find a private entity that would try to fund something. But we did not have any luck doing that 3 months ago when we tried. So, well, a month ago, I guess.
And Grieving says a new plan needs to be formed to try to help address the health and economic challenges the lack of a hospital brings to the region.
We can't just walk away and say, oh, we got beat and go lick our wounds. We've still got to go back and address these concerns. So you have to go on because health care is a critical, important element of quality of life, of a vibrant economy. The future of our region is at stake. And so we've got to go back and figure out what we can do to address these concerns. So we don't really have the luxury of walking away. We've got to go back, continue to try to solve this problem.
And more information on this story is available at KASU.org. I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting for KASU News.